There is, I hear, a tradition at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New Orleans. Those on floats do more than wave and hand out beads. They also throw cabbages. I know this because I'm a lawyer. I read the law. And here's what the law in Louisiana says. No person shall have a cause of action against any organization which presents St. Patrick's Day parades for any loss or damage caused by any member thereof or related to the parades presented by such organization, unless the loss or damage was caused by the deliberate and wanton act or gross negligence of the organization. Okay, maybe the law doesn't specifically name cabbages as the parade favor of choice, but if you find yourself navigating to a New Orleans events website, you'll see a news photo there of an older woman near a float joyously holding a cabbage aloft as Rafiki held the newborn Simba on Pride Rock. The woman the photograph's cutline reads is expressing her gratitude to the parade riders for the cabbage she caught. She likely knew that she'd get a cabbage during that parade, and that with that greening might come a beaning. There are many more hands outstretched in the photograph, in fact, all begging for the vegetable with a smell so pungent, I'm getting just a bit queasy remembering my mom's kitchen on boiled cabbage day. The woman's knowledge about what was to come, in a sense, is the whole idea behind the negligence immunity provided by Louisiana's St. Patrick's Day statute. When you show up to a place where everyone is expected to know that fun-loving, float-riding volunteers hurl cabbages from moving platforms, you've got to recognize that the parade gifter's aim won't be as precise as Cy Young's. The Louisiana legislature then decided to favor those who participate in the parades over those who attend them. The St. Patrick's Day statute basically ensures that the tourism-important parades in New Orleans will continue despite an increasing litigiousness. That said, there are some who've been unwilling participants in a wearing o' the green who've attempted to sue those aboard the float from which the green sprouted. One plaintiff sued when, and I'm quoting here, he was hit in the face by a blow pop and then a cabbage thrown from a float. The cabbage was of the rock-solid variety, he complained, and it cut his lip and damaged his front teeth. He argued that the group that threw the cabbage had failed to act as reasonable people. The court recognized that, yes, some in the group had been admonished not to throw cabbages or potatoes, but ultimately decided that cabbages were a common throw and so covered by the immunity statute, no liability. That opinion echoed a case from a few years before in which the plaintiff had argued unsuccessfully that cabbage throwing in itself was grossly negligent. Gross negligence? Not so, wrote the court during the St. Patrick's Day parade in New Orleans. So parade goers in the Big Easy who find the luck of the Irish is not with them when the cabbages fly must take their lumps. Thanks to the Louisiana legislature, there will be no pot of gold at the end of the legal rainbow. I'm Amy Guida.